This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now step back into a time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Well, are you ready to be righteously offended like people were in 1957? An episode of the Stan Freberg Show, the story of Miss Jupiter. Yes, Miss Jupiter. And it has to do with the Miss Universe contest. This episode of the Stan Freberg Show originally broadcast July 28th, 1957.
What do you mean, wait in the parking lot? I demand to be heard.
All right, madam, wait a moment.
Miss Universe contest, indeed. I got a few things I'd like to say about that, Buster.
All right, look, I do not agree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it.
So when do I get to say it?
Will you have a seat? Hit it, Billy.
This is the third show of a series of a brand new radio series.
From Hollywood, Dreamfinder Swimfins presents the Stan Freberg Show.
Music of Billy
May. Like the songs of Peggy Taylor with Dawes Butler, June Foray, Peter Leeds, and the Judd Conlon Rhythm Air.
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you on. Brought to you on.
Stan Freberg.
Uh-huh. See, actually, I expect a little more of an ovation, a little more of a tribute than that, Fred.
Yeah.
That sounded kind of like a seal.
Well, just a moment, I'll check with the sound man. Hey, Charlie, that a seal? Yeah, it was a seal.
Oh, come on, you folks in the studio audience. Let the people at home know there's somebody here beside one miserable seal. Thank you. That's a little more like it. I just wanted CBS Radio to know that I have many fans among the flippered folk. After all, CBS is investing quite a chunk of money in my show. I mean, when you consider that they could have taken the same money and bought the screen rights to the Santa Monica Phone Directory, a 300-page paper on the underlying significance of the geophysical year by Jane Mansfield, and a pretty good-sized chicken ranch in Pacoima, why, it makes a man feel pretty humble. Matter of fact, I feel so humble I can hardly walk. Which reminds me, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the show. You folks at home,
Us folks at home, get a load of that guy.
Oh, Sylvan, I was listening to that.
We should have bought the chicken ranch.
I was trying to listen to that.
And I was trying to read Orphan Annie. Hey, get a load of that mountain lion.
I'd like to get a load of Freberg. Will you turn him on, Sylvan?
Okay, okay.
Guy says alligator. I thought you said bagpipe.
With this, he gets laughs.
Sylvan, you didn't hear the whole joke.
Alligator, I thought you said bagpipe, too.
Gotta remember to try that on the boys.
Turn him back on, Sylvan. We're probably missing something.
All right. Will you relax, Velma? We've only had him off for 11 seconds. Now, what could he do in 11 seconds?
Goodbye, Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
We hope you enjoyed our capsule version of Oklahoma. Drop us a card and let us know if you think it suffered in the editing.
Come on, snap it up. When are you going to get around to me?
All right, all right. Now, madam, what is your problem again?
You had a big contest here, right, Miss Universe?
That is true. However, I'm afraid it's over now.
You're telling me it's over? I spent 2 weeks trying to get in that lousy Long Beach lineup.
And they wouldn't pay you any mind, eh?
No mind at all. You got some manners in what you call your world.
Yes, well, just where are you from? I mean, what manner of...
I am Miss Jupiter. I'm chosen out of 10,000 girls on our planet.
Miss Jupiter? Why, that's amazing.
Why? Look, the contest was called Miss Universe, right?
Right.
So how come they wouldn't let me in?
Well, you got a point there.
That's my antenna.
Oh, so it is, yeah. Look, Miss Jupiter, how did you get here?
I flew my saucer down. What do you think?
Yes, I see it there. Why don't you climb all the way out of it?
I have climbed all the way out of it. I parked it outside.
Yes, but those wheels. What about those wheels?
Those wheels, as you so indelicately put it, happen to be my best feature. Some girls got curly antennas. Other girls got cute suction cups. I got shapely wheels.
Yeah, they're pretty shapely at that.
You know it, they're shapely. I seen you eyeing them.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't let you in the Miss Universe contest, eh? That's a shame.
Discrimination is what it is. If you're going to run a Miss World contest, run a Miss World contest. If you're going to run a Miss Universe contest, shape up. Must be tolerant of all planets.
Nicely put. But look, Miss Jupiter.
You can call me Zuzu, honey.
All right, look, Zuzu, honey. Perhaps they found out you were married.
Yeah, but I ain't married and I'm over 18. The least I could do was get a couple of modeling jobs like Leona Gage.
Well, I'm just wondering if your height had anything to do with your being ruled out. How tall are you?
2'1". In high wheels. Think that's too tall?
No, I had in mind the other way around.
Well, it's tall by Jupiter standards, buddy. And how about them measurements, huh?
Yeah, how about them measurements? What are they?
39, 39, 39. What's those markers?
You can count on me. Believe me. Well, look, Zuzu, we'll try and get you a couple modeling jobs.
Oh, get me a couple, will you?
Okay, I'll give them a buzz over at fantasy and science fiction.
Oh, gee, I certainly appreciate that.
Well, from week to week in this spot, as you know, we will be bringing you somewhat unusual elements, including the truth about tree toads, a build-it-yourself Great Wall of China kit, and a child psychologist only 4 years old. Tonight, however, we take you through the magic of radio to romantic Laguna Beach, where the Skin Divers Mandolin Club is holding their annual festival. Here we are in Laguna. Hold down the surf, please. Thank you. Here we are in Laguna. This is a sight to behold. Just picture it, ladies and gentlemen. On this beautiful white beach are gathered over 1,000 skin divers in their rubber suits that look for all the world like shiny, long, black underwear. This is truly a scene. This is the moment, ladies and gentlemen, we've been waiting for. Just imagine it. On that whistle, 1,000 snorkels were slurped into place. Now the mandolins are held over the heads of the skin divers. Their picks are ready. And now that romantic moment when, with swim fins flapping, 1,000 skin divers, like a black rubber river, strum their way into the surf and quietly slip into the golden sunset of the blue Pacific. Over the surging of the surf, we hear the gentle picking of their mandolins and the hum of 1,000 snorkels. Yes, it's time again for their 2,600-mile swim, for their annual surprise visit to serenade our friends at lovely Waikiki Beach.
In the beautiful Hawaiian Islands, where the temperature never changes.
The temperature in Molokai is 78, in Kahulau, 78, in Liliuokalani, 79.
And as the last mandolin strums into the sunset, we say, Arrivederci, frogmen, arrivederci, and good night, Harry Owens, wherever you are.
Arrivederci, July 28, 1957, Stan Freberg on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get pain magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
So if you haven't been sufficiently offended already, keep listening here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. More of the Stan Freberg Show, July 28, 1957.
Being ever faithful to the policy that the Freberg Show goes everything, sees anywhere, and does anyone, we join field man Leroy Straddle high in a tree on the banks of justly famous Lake Wakamakatuckapec in northeastern Oregon. Take it away, Leroy Straddle.
Thank you. This is Leroy Straddle here, high in a tree that hangs over the justly famous Lake Wakamakatuckapec in northeastern Oregon. My, we're pretty high up here today, believe you me. And with me is Mrs. Hagmire Prill, who you may remember, I'm sure, a sculptress and nature lover.
Well, I'm not here with you. I was here before you came.
In a manner of speaking, you are here with me or I am here with you. It does not matter.
Well, it does to me.
All I'm trying to say is,
let's relay the hogwash and get on with it.
Yes, certainly, certainly. Well, Mrs. Prill is wearing a most interesting costume, I might just add.
Where do you get that interesting costume stuff?
Well, I just noticed
that. Well, all the members of the club wear the same thing when we're in the field. Midi blouses and bloomers are most practical.
And what is the name of your club again?
The Upward and Onward Girls.
The Upward and Onward Girls, eh?
Yes, the Upward and Onward Girls, eh? Do you want to make anything out of it?
No, indeed. No, indeed, I don't. I think that's just fine.
Oh, hush now, listen. That's the yellow-bellied sapsucker.
Well, you could have fooled me. Yes, now, you all wear the midi blouses and bloomers, is that correct?
Yes, all except Alice Baumgarten. She lives down the street from me, you know.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, she does. She's a lovely girl.
I'm sure she does. We have to move right along
yes,
now.
She does. Well, anyway, Alice wears shorts. I don't like to say it, but she's one of those girls who think she's got good-looking legs.
And does she?
Young man, I didn't climb all the way up this tree to discuss Alice Baumgarten's legs.
Well, I'm sure that we didn't climb up to discuss the lady.
Can't you hear it, you idiot?
Can I hear what?
The tree toad.
You mean that group? That's a tree toad?
Yes, that is a tree toad or a tree frog. Oh, a very interesting child of nature it is.
Unquestionably. Could you tell us more?
Well, it's one of the tailless amphibia that Mother Nature's adapted to tree living. You see, the tips of its tiny fingers and toes are fitted with readhesive discs that adhere to the bark of the tree by the rapid and intense pressure of the distal phalanx.
That's fascinating.
Oh, yes, indeed it is.
Yes, that's fascinating.
Well, with those discs, the little darlings can go hippity-skippity all over the tree. And do you know what this is, Mrs. Stratton?
No, Mrs. Prill, what is it?
The mating season.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Prill, but I am engaged to a lovely girl.
I'm not talking about you, you clockhead.
Oh.
I'm speaking about tree frogs.
Oh, pardon me, pardon me.
Yes. Well, I was just going to move out on this limb and see if I can find where little mother froggy has laid her eggs.
Yes, well, I wouldn't go too far out
see,
on the limb.
The mother tree frog lays her eggs on a leaf that overhangs the water. Those are the Silomedusae, of course.
Of course. Be a little careful there, Mrs. Prill.
And when eggs hatch, the teeny weeny little tadpoles drop into the water where they spend their larval life. Isn't that interesting? Oh!
Interesting and moist, I'm sure. So while Mrs. Prill is getting a first-hand look at the larval life of the tree toad, it's back to Hollywood. Well, so much for nature study. Now we come to the variety portion of our program.
Oh, what's that going to be, Sam?
You like acrobats, Peggy?
Oh, yes, I sure do.
Good. At this time, I'd like to present for the first time on radio the Zaslav family.
Zaslav? Well, what nationality is that?
Swiss. This way we don't offend anyone.
Good.
After 11 times on the Ed Sullivan Show, and what with the circus out of business, there was no place else for them to go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Zaslav family! Honest, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see this. They're building a human pyramid of bodies. Oh, there he is, up in the air! Look at that! He's hanging by one...
How do you like that guy? Acrobats on radio.
I rather enjoyed it, Sylvan.
Velma, maybe you're not well.
Do you mind if I hear the Freebird program?
Oh, Velma.
Come on, we probably missed his version of My Fair Lady or something.
Yeah, that'll be the day. We probably missed some interesting thing like the discussion on projected hoe handle production for fiscal year 56-57.
Don't be ridiculous. Turn him on.
Oh, all right.
Certainly want to thank you, Mr. Armstead Fragg, for coming up here and giving us your views on projected hoe handle production for fiscal year 56-57.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Freebird. The pleasure was mine.
Many of you who heard our historical sketch on Barbara Frietchie may be asking yourselves rather indignantly where we got our information. Well, I'll tell you where we got our information from our historical research man, Mr. Robert E. Tainter. Well,
Well, Mr. Tainter...
Call me Bob, Stan.
Well, Bob, can you give us a little of your background?
Well, Stan, I'm a research specialist. I started out on the editorial staff of one of America's leading publications.
And that was?
Confidential.
And are you still with them?
No, they had no guts. I really couldn't work for a magazine that just pussyfoots around. When I get a story, I want it printed.
Well, I admire a man of convictions. And by the way, have you had many?
The longest was 30 days.
Well, tell us, Bob, what did you do before Confidential?
I worked with the police department.
I see. A detective?
No, stool pigeon stand. I was on regular salary.
Mm-hmm. A sort of civil service snitch, as it were.
Quite, yes.
Well, how did you happen to get into historical expose?
Well, I found there was a wealth of dirty linen in the history hamper.
Nicely put. Well, you have a rather refreshing point of view, Mr. Tainter.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah. I know. Well, some people, you know, they look at the idols, I look at the clay feet.
An interesting hobby.
Yeah. I got a collection of clay feet that had knocked your hat off.
I'll bet. Well, tell me, what historical illusion are you about to destroy for us this evening?
Tonight, Stan, I have picked Custer's Last Stand.
Oh. Perhaps you'd better come back some other time.
No, it's not General Custer himself. I mean, I'm still working on him.
Yes, I know, but
he had his colonel, you see.
Yeah, I'd really rather not hear about it.
Please, Stanley, listen. Come here, Stanley.
Yeah, all right. What?
General Custer.
What? Yes, and then what?
Oh, who goes there?
Put down that rifle, you idiot. It's me.
Oh, gee, Colonel, sir, it's you. I didn't recognize you in the dark.
Yes.
Did you have a hard ride, sir?
Of course I had a hard ride. Why do you think my horse is all covered with lather?
Well, I didn't know. I thought maybe you were going to shave him.
All right, never mind. Come in my tent.
Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, sir, did you ride all the way to Little Bighorn?
Yes.
Did you see any Indians?
Yeah, I saw a couple, yes.
Just a couple?
Well, there might have been a half a dozen or so. I really didn't count them. Look, Jenkins, stand up next to me back to back, will you?
Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm. A hair shorter. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have to do. Here, my boy, slip into my coat.
Me? Put your coat on, Colonel?
Keep your voice down. Keep your voice down.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
And close that tent flap. And don't slam it.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. There. Put on my boots.
Yes, sir. Hey, this is sure fun, Colonel. I always wanted to dress up like an officer.
Mm-hmm. How's the boots?
Well, they feel pretty big.
A little big, are they?
Have you got the same thing in a 9.5 AAA?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. Here, drop these marbles in them.
Oh.
You'll appear taller as well.
Okay, Colonel.
Now, here's my hat. And here, wear my sword.
Oh, Colonel, sir, I couldn't put on your sword.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. Hurry it up, please.
Gee, do you mind if I primp a little in front of your mirror?
No, I guess not, but be quick about it.
Oh,
hurry
boy.
Up.
Attention! Straighten up that line, man. Hey,
quiet.
What's the matter?
Your voice down.
Oh. Hey, Colonel, so how come you're putting on that Indian headdress and that war paint?
Well, it's a little masquerade I'm going to. Sort of a practical joke I'm playing on General Custer.
Oh, I love jokes. Gee, when he sees me in your suit, he'll think I'm you, eh?
Indeed. The conclusion of the Stan Freberg Show, July 28, 1957, follows these important words from your favorite station, Classic Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. economy grew faster than expected in the second quarter as labor market resilience underpinned consumer spending, while businesses boosted investment in equipment, potentially keeping a much-feared recession at bay. GDP increased at a 2.4% annualized rate last quarter, the Commerce Department said in their advance estimate of second quarter GDP numbers on Thursday. President Biden is laying out his plan to combat extreme heat conditions gripping the country. The president announces that he wants Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to issue a heat hazard alert.
He clarifies that workers have a federal heat-related protections. We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions, and we will. And those states where they do not, I'm going to be calling them out.
Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of the Stan Freberg Show, July 28, 1957. As we heard,
gee, when he sees me in your suit, he'll think I'm you, huh?
I'm banking on that.
Gee, Colonel, sir, you look for all the world like a real American Indian.
Ugh.
Hey, that's rich.
Lower your voice.
Keep your voice down. My voice down. Oh, yeah.
All right, now hurry up.
Say, Colonel, sir, what did I tell General Custer if he asked me if I saw any Indians to the west?
Tell him anything you want. And by the way, Jenkins, which way is east?
Which? That way, I think.
That way right there. All right, yes, fine. Sir. Thank you. Say, I'll thank you not to tell the General about our little secret. It's a better joke that way.
Oh, you can count on me, sir. Hey, Colonel, sir, I think I hear Indians on the warpath. Is that part of the joke, too?
In a manner of speaking, yes. Quickly, is your horse saddled up?
Yes, sir, it's right outside.
All right, then, I'm off.
But, Colonel, sir, what horse will I ride?
Jenkins, I'm going to give you my very own horse. You can ride right next to General Custer.
Ah, gee, Colonel, I couldn't take that honor away from you.
Jenkins, be my guest.
We're under attack.
Hey, gosh, sir.
General Custer's here.
They're on all sides of us, Colonel. In fact, I could have sworn I just saw an Indian riding away from your tent.
You don't say so, General.
Oh, I'm losing my mind. Quickly, quickly, get on your horse, Colonel. There's no time to lose. Look at them. There must be 10,000 Indians. To arms, men!
April Fool, General Custer. It's just a big Indian masquerade. The joke's on you.
That one was a little...
Gee, aren't we having fun, General Custer? This is the best Indian masquerade I was ever at.
Gee, Mr. Tainter, are you sure that's the way it happened?
And take it from me.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't much of a masquerade.
No, that wasn't quite the word.
Quite the word, no. Well, how do you happen to know this story?
Well, because the colonel who rode to the east on Jenkins' horse was my grandfather.
Amazing. And what was his name?
He never told me. He was too ashamed.
Understandable. And that Indian war bonnet you're holding in your hand, is that the very one he wore?
Yes, Stan. It's a family heirloom.
Those feathers, are they eagle?
No, Stan. Chicken.
Thank you so much. Well, we've received so many cards and letters congratulating us on the fable we did on our first show 2 weeks ago that we have been truly overwhelmed here at CBS. From a personal standpoint, I am deeply grateful and delighted that you enjoyed Incident at Los Verosis. We have another such fable planned in the immediate future. And, oh yes, to the Nevada Chamber of Commerce, thanks so much for the do-it-yourself hangman's noose kit. You really shouldn't have. So until next week, then, this is Stan Freeberg saying thanks for listening, God bless you, and good night.
Stan Freeberg Show is produced in Hollywood by Pete Barnum and is written by Stan Freeberg and Pete Barnum with original songs by Stan Freeberg. Featuring the music of Billy May, Doug Conlon for the Mayor, and the songs of Peggy Taylor, the Frost Butler, Shirley, and June Foray. Also in the cast were Virginia Gregg and her vibrant, Bud Sewell speaking.
Well, how did you like the Stan Freeberg Show?
You can't go by me.
July 28, 1957, Stan Freeberg on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, here's an episode of the soap opera Claudia. This episode originally broadcast July 28th, 1948.
And now, Claudia.
Mama, I wish you would stop knitting. I've made up my mind.
To what, Claudia?
If you start knitting, I'll tell you.
What does my knitting have to do with your mind?
Everything. I can't do two things at once. It's me or the knitting. Choose.
All right, bully. I'm putting the knitting down.
That's better.
Now, my attention is entirely focused on you. What you have to say better be good.
Oh, I hope David can't hear us.
David's in the shower. I don't think he can hear you.
Shower before dinner, shower after dinner. I don't think the hot weather agrees with him at all.
Claudia, get to the point. I'm just in the middle of a knit two, purl two. I'll lose my place.
That's part of the point. David just doesn't agree with summer in New York. It's already July the 28th, and here we are still in town. It's an awful shame, letting the farm go to waste like this.
David knows the minute you get up to Eastbrook, you'll be running around like a chicken with a head chopped off.
Oh, speaking of heads being chopped off, or rather not being chopped off, I wonder how the rooster is. Oh, I miss him. Bluff and Shakespeare and the brook, the walnut tree.
You want everything, don't you?
I want everything for David more. I think the farm is everything to him. Almost.
Go on. What's your plot?
No plot at all. I'm just going to try to make David see that it won't be any more work or effort on my part for us all to be on the farm. Then he'll say it's all right to go back and... Mom, it's the truth, isn't it?
Could be, could be.
I'm going to make him see it as soon as he comes out of that shower.
When who comes out of that shower?
Oh, you with who?
What do you and Mama have your heads together about?
You, I said?
Good or bad?
Wonderful.
Please, tell me all.
Look at him, Mama, just drooling for a compliment.
Image of your son, drooling.
If anybody once more tells me that I look like that offspring of mine, I shall disown him. That fat, wet, helpless child.
That's enough, that's enough.
Now tell me, what were you talking about?
David, let's go back to Eastbrook tomorrow.
What's the rush? I still think it's too soon for you.
David, it's been months since I had the baby.
3.5 weeks.
Almost a month.
Our time shrinks in this house.
Look at me being treated as if I were a delicate something or other. I can't do this. I can't do that. Fiddlestick.
Temper, temper.
I'm going to lose it in a minute, and it'll serve you right.
Look, darling, I'm perfectly willing to discuss this business calmly and quietly.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Then what am I getting so excited about?
Sit down, both of you.
David, you miss the farm, don't you?
You bet I do.
So do I. The frogs, the crickets, the crow. Why, even Mama misses that place.
Even Mama. That horrid old woman who hasn't got a feeling in her heart. Even she.
David, why can't we go back tomorrow?
I haven't wanted to go back, and this may surprise you, because... Because I care for you even more than for the farm.
That was sweet. But you can have both.
Seems to me there'd be an awful lot of work for you to be up there.
Oh.
Big house to take care of. The baby, the ground, running up and down.
I'll walk up and down. And why is it that of all the women in America, I have to be the one that's pampered?
Now, calm down, calm down. We'll talk it out.
I bet you 90% of the women in this country don't have things half as easy as I do. And they survive, and they survive very well.
You don't say.
You know, I'm starting to take all this as a personal insult. There, I'm calmed down now. I feel much better.
Claudia is trying to tell you, David, that she's made of pioneer metal.
14-carat pioneer metal at that.
Now, let's get back to the subject, Mrs. Norton. I'm perfectly willing to go back. I'd love to. If you think that there won't be too much work for
you. Now, take, for instance, the cooking. I don't do the cooking. Gertrude does that. I don't do the cleaning. Gertrude does that.
Gertrude is a very wonderful woman.
Isn't she?
She was a stroke of luck.
Two strokes. With her around, there's nothing for me to do except twiddle me thumbs.
That was before the baby.
Oh, good. Now I'll have his to twiddle, too.
Very funny.
David, seriously. That baby won't take any more care of in Eastbrook than he is in New York. He'll be less care. All we have to do is throw him in his carriage in the morning, stick him out under the apple tree, and just forget all about him. Except in between his bottles and other little details, too numerous to mention.
I understand that the other little details are nothing to sneeze at.
Mom has been sneezing at them all along, haven't you, Mom?
I have indeed. Ka-choo, ka-choo.
Bless you, bless you.
Gesundheit.
See, David? Now, what about Eastbrook?
He's melting, Claudia.
You realize, of course, that Mom is coming back with us. Mom is as good as two couples any day.
Three couples, please.
Two, that's all you'll get paid for.
It's starting to sound as if we were very much overstaffed.
We are, and it's time you realized it. David, think of all the women who have nobody to help them at all. Come back from the hospital to a home with several other children and a husband they have to care for. They do all their own work, and that's all there is to it. No, I'm almost a little ashamed of myself for all this indulgence.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I've been wrong to worry about you.
Well, that's never wrong. That's nice. Would you ever stop worrying about me? Only I'd much rather you worried without worrying. You see what I mean?
I think I do.
Then it's all settled?
It's all settled.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. Mommy, did you hear it's all settled?
I heard. I'm delighted.
How soon can we go back? Tomorrow.
Why not?
Oh, David, I'm so happy. You'll get your tan back. The circles under your eyes will go away. You'll sleep better at night. You'll start eating the way you should.
I thought we were going back for you because the country's so much more restful than the city.
Well, you're just another good reason. I threw you in for good measure.
Thank you. Say, maybe we ought to fire some of the help. It doesn't sound as if there'd be enough for them to do.
Believe me, if we had them, I'd fire them. If there's anything more wasteful than a house with a lot of people and nothing to do, I can't think of it. Oh, I wonder who that is.
Only one way to find out.
Don't get up, Mama. I'm there. Hello, Bertha. Fred.
Well, you do not mind we drop in like this?
Mind you, don't do it more often. Come in, come in, come in.
Good evening, Mrs. Norton.
Hello, Fred.
Well, this is nice.
We have just come up for a moment to say goodbye.
To say goodbye. David, did you hear that?
Hello, Fritz, Bertha. Please come in and sit down.
Mrs. Brown, being a grandmother looks very well with you.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Mama, Bertha, and Fritz are absolutely psychic. They've come up here to say goodbye to us, and we just this minute decided to go away.
That is psychic. Bertha, how did you know we were leaving for Eastbrook tomorrow?
We didn't know.
You said you came up to say goodbye.
Goodbye because we are leaving, Mr. Norton.
Oh?
Well, that's a coincidence. You and I and David and leaving. What do you mean, Fritz?
Yeah, we leave the apartment house. They do not need a superintendent anymore.
They don't. They tear the building down.
No. Oh, but it's such a lovely building. David and I love living here.
Yeah. Commencing next week, so everybody must be moved out.
Bertha, why didn't you tell me the other day?
There was so much already to talk about with the baby.
I don't understand tearing an apartment down in these times.
Well, it is a small apartment house, 12 floors. What is that? Nothing. They build a high one, 23 floors, modern.
And no charm.
That certainly is going to make an awful lot of trouble for an awful lot of people who haven't a place to live.
You children timed it perfectly, didn't you?
We certainly were lucky.
We're glad you are settled so nice.
Where are you and Fritz planning to go, Bertha?
We visit with our Lisa, who lives in Maryland. Fritz will be happy there on the farm. He was not meant to be a superintendent in the middle of a big city. He grows spindly with his life.
Oh, such a way to talk in front of me.
But, Bertha, when you told me about Lisa's house a few months ago, it sounded as if there wasn't much room there.
There will be room enough for a little while, until we find a place permanent.
Yeah, Mama and I, we managed before. A little apartment being torn down is nothing for us. What do you say, Mama?
I say you are right, Fritz. But I don't like you calling me Mama, not in front of people.
We aren't people. At least we hope you don't think we are.
I do not. That is why I call her Mama.
Good. Oh, but I think it's terrible about the apartment. Say, David.
Don't say another word, darling.
What do you think?
What do you think?
You say it, you
go
say
on,
it.
Go on, go on.
All right, I'll say it. Bertha and Fritz, you are being thrown into our laps by fate. And who are we to argue?
Argue? With what?
Shh, Mama, let them speak.
But, Fritz, I don't understand.
I'll make it simple and direct. All I'm trying to say is that David and I need you. We need you very much. We were just talking about it before you came, weren't we, David?
We were.
There's so much to do up in the farm. I can't possibly begin to do it all by myself. Especially now that there's the baby to be taken care of and... He needs so much care that there should be somebody there that does absolutely nothing else but take care of him. And that's where you come in, Bertha.
Now, as for the outside, well, there's the land just crying for its master.
Yes, crying.
You said the other day you have somebody, Mrs. Norton, some Gertrude or something.
Oh, yes, but she's just part-time and she has no knack with babies at all. She told me so. Yes, she said so herself. Oh, David, won't it be wonderful for us if Fritz and Bertha will decide... Oh, Bertha, please say yes.
Please. It's much too beautiful. It does not happen this way.
Can you think of a better way?
Connecticut, a farm. I would become young again.
Then it's all settled.
Oh, Fritz, what do you think, really?
I think, Bertha, sometimes you must accept presents life gives you. And you and I, we have talked often of a place like that. Talking without hoping.
What a wonderful night this is.
I'll call you tomorrow and we'll work out the details.
The details, they will not be important.
Mrs. Norton, I'd like to go home now. This is so much. I must tell Lisa and I must have time to believe.
Of course. Dave will arrange everything tomorrow.
I call you at the office, Mr. Norton. You are busy to have to remember to call me.
No, I won't forget.
But we came to say goodbye. We're saying hello instead. That's the way it should be.
Good night, and well, you understand what I try and say?
We do.
Good night, Fritz, and I, my tongue is stopped by my heart.
I know.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Strange, isn't it, how Bertha and Fritz have somehow... become a part of our lives.
Strange and wonderful.
I think so. Mama, what do you think of it all?
Do you children realize what you've done?
What have we done, Mother?
You've hired a couple when you decided there's not enough work for the help we already have.
What a couple, too.
But can you afford it?
Nope, we can't afford it at all.
Nope, so I thought. A fine state of things.
David, maybe we shouldn't have. I mean, the money and...
Well, it'll be stretching thin, but we'll find a way to manage.
I just couldn't bear to see Fritz and Bertha having to look for a place. Mama, don't look at us like that. Do you think we've acted crazy?
Do I think? Yes, I think you have, stark crazy. But I'd have wrung your necks if you'd acted differently.
A friend of mine wins the blue ribbon for consideration. When he comes home and says, I've asked a few people over, he brings a case of Coke along, picks it up when he stops for gas. And does his wife appreciate that thoughtfulness? She doesn't mind how many people stop in of an evening. All she has to do is put the Coca-Cola on ice, get the opener out, and she's prepared for hospitality.
Well, it looks as if we'll be going back to Eastbrook tomorrow, Mr. King.
And going back with a great deal more than when you came.
A great deal more. The baby, Fritz and Bertha, we welcome them all.
Well, what about luggage and things like that?
Unfortunately, a great deal more of that, too. I don't know how we've managed to accumulate so much.
Is it all going to fit in that car?
I hope so. I shudder to think of what David is going to say when he sees it. If he's at all like my husband, but was he'll hit the ceiling.
Men do like to travel without luggage.
So do I, but it's rarely possible. Oh, well, I'm not going to worry about it. Tomorrow will come soon enough.
See you then, Mrs. Brown.
Goodbye, Mr. King.
Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you, transcribed, with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir.
Claudia, a 15-minute show sponsored nationally and locally by Coca-Cola. And because you have to remember, Coca-Cola at the time, while it was a national brand name, it was all bottled through local bottlers. Virtually every town you go into, you can find where there used to be a Coca-Cola bottling plant. People have a hard time realizing that these days. They think, well, all this stuff is manufactured in this big plant halfway around the world. Well, no. Every community had a Coca-Cola bottle, or almost every community had a Coca-Cola bottling plant. We had one here in Ely, Nevada. We had one when I lived in Emporia, Kansas. You know, those two communities are not particularly bulging suburbs, you know. But they were small towns, and Coca-Cola was there. From July 28, 1948, Claudia here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. As we always ask, please thank this radio station and support their advertisers. It is their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you each and every time you roll around here on your favorite radio station. If you miss a day here, you do not have to miss a single show. You can catch up on all of our shows by going to classicradio.stream. There you can stream the shows on demand from our page, classicradio.stream. There's also a listing of places where you can download the shows or use them with your favorite podcast app. There's also information on how you can build a classic radio collection of your own. There's also links to all of our social media. There's a link to contact me. And if you like what we do, there is a link to buy me a coffee. And the nice part about that is we take all that revenue from buy me a coffee and plow it into acquiring more upgraded quality shows. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey, tell your friends the great radio shows are right here at this bottom of the aisle. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's free.